So, you know, there's this Christmas tree over there, and it's a piece of furniture. But there's also a table at the back with coffee and drinks. And there's a sound table at the rear. And you're all sitting in comfortable chairs, right? All of these are things that Jesus did not specifically call for. These are just trappings. They're not necessary. We actually don't need this building. There wasn't churches in the early New Testament times. It was who's going to go over whose house and open the time of prayer and worship and to hear the gospel. That's church. People gathered around Jesus Christ. And so, you know, it gets fouled by the many other pursuits that are not about Jesus Christ when we look at Christmas season. But it's not the tree. I like the tree. Love the tree. It's a dying thing. It's been cut. It's never going to live. It's magnificent. God made trees. They grow. We cut them down. They grow just so we can cut them down and look at them. That's okay. Are trees only good when they're in the ground growing? You know, or when you're building houses with it, that's when it's okay. You can have houses, but not... You see what I'm saying? It's just no place for getting stuck on the details about this. We've come together to worship. And see, Jesus said, he said this, and this is important. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. We've been studying that for weeks, haven't we, with the teenagers in the Bible study that happens on Thursday night. What does that mean? And if you're here and you're hearing that for the first time, or thinking about it for the first time, you think, what does that mean? You need to read your Bible. You need to find a commentary and see what someone else thinks about what your Bible says. It's John chapter 6 that I just read. Now, we have this, it's really, you could call it a sacrament. I don't know what you think when you hear the word sacrament, right? Some people more distinctively use the word ordinance, right? There are things that Jesus said, do this. In this church, we practice two, which you could call sacraments. Baptism of the believer by immersion in water, because that's all you ever see anywhere in the Bible. Anyone baptized, that's what happens to them, right? And the table of remembrance, the Lord's Supper. Those are the only two things that Jesus said, do those things. Everything else you do is extra. So don't pick what you think is too much extra and look at the person who does the other thing and say, you ought not do that. It's all extra, except for baptism and communion. But I once saw a guy with a t-shirt, and maybe you have to forgive me for what I'm about to say. The t-shirt was the coolest thing I ever saw. It was Jesus in a hang glider, and it said, WWJD. What wouldn't Jesus do? Because what are you going to do? You're going to say, I don't believe in hang gliding. Why? Because Jesus never hang glided, and he never said to go hang gliding, so we should not have hang gliding. Nobody says that. But I think that something happens at Christmas time. You get grinchy. Oh, I don't want to do that, so I'm going to decide that I shouldn't do that. You know, or you get like gushy, and you get, oh, it's wonderful, and boy, you know what? You really have to make sure you have the candy canes on the tree. It's very important because the stripes tell me about Jesus, and if you turn it upside down, it's a J. And fine, it's sweeties. I love Jesus without them, but this table is non-negotiable. Every day, every Sunday that we gather, any season of the year, it's this table. It's a visible sign of an inward grace. That's what sacrament means. So we get to pick up this bread and remind you that Jesus, when he took this bread, he broke it. And he said, this is my body, which is given for you. Did he have to tear it like that? Did it make crumbs that the cleaner had to clean? Was it a foreshadowing of his bloody death? But he did it. And people got to reach out for that and take a piece. It doesn't matter if you take the crust or the fluffy bit. We're often the Gulliver's Travels, aren't we? Is it the thin end of the egg or the wide end? Is it too big or too small? Where the comparisons are wasted effort. He broke the bread and he said, "This bread is my body. And when you do this, do it in remembrance of me." And at the same time, he took the cup and he said, "This cup it's a new covenant in my blood. And when you drink this, remember me." And I said that in a way that I didn't read it. I always, do you ever notice that I always read this from the Bible? I don't know why I get most nervous about this bit of scripture, and I always feel like I won't say it right. And so I've only ever always read it. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." I said something like that in the other words I used. Was it less true when I didn't say exactly those words? No. Satan wants for you to not say the words to the other people it will bring life to. And he wants for you to worry that you won't say the right words. So maybe I won't say the words. But unless someone stands up here and says the words to you, it's not said. And outside in the world, we represent this message at this table to the world. So as you share at this meal, and you take this, and you get a piece of it, and you put it in you, just like what Jesus did on the cross is something that you need in you. Please share. Please share what you have with people in need, that they might have that to know and to live by. And so we'll ask the stewards to come forward and to serve you this meal. Can I hand you this bread, and will you share it with our friends and neighbors who've gathered? Thank you. I'll say this while that's being passed out. If at Christmas you remember the Lord Jesus Christ, you do not sin. And if at a party in July you remember him, you do not sin. Paul wrote in the book of Romans, "One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God. And the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God." Whether you eat or whether you drink or whether you take or whether you don't take, Jesus reminds us that his blood was shed for us. And we serve one another because it's the only way that it gets to anyone else. There's a reason that these people bring up the cup. We're serving one another. As often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, in all of the ways that we are worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, this specifically is something that he's ordained and said, "Do this." And so we each get a cup and we look upon it and its redness and we think two thoughts at exactly the same time, I think. Oh no, my sin contributed to his suffering. And God, thank you that you thought that that was worth it. And that you tell me about me, who you are, that you loved me and I don't know why. Highly favored. Thank you, God. And we can drink. lest you think that this is about you, with the way kids go for gifts under a tree, Paul finishes and he says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes, because he's coming and it's good news. And that baby who was born at Christmas is coming. Amen. Amen. Bless us, Lord, we pray.